hold on.
The Senate Transportation Committee will come to order. We are now part of the Budget Policy Division. Members, we have six more bills here, and I think that we know pretty much all there is to know about these bills. So, Senator Saltzman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'm here with Senate File 1005 today, and I have the A1 and the A2 amendments.
All right, we'll pass out the both the amendments. We'll take the A1 amendment first.
And the A1 amendment that is coming before you addresses the proper language regarding where revenue would be deposited, and also inserts language that all of this work will be done in consultation with the State Historic Preservation Office.
Excellent. On the A1 amendment, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does prevail.
And on the A2 amendment, Mr. Chair, this is language that defines additional language regarding that the dollars that are in this account cannot be transferred to other accounts without specific legislative authorization, and that funds generated gift money to this account cannot be used to then demolish the bridge, and that we would and that we will receive reports from MnDOT on the activity in this account.
And both of these have been vetted through MnDOT as
yes,
well.
Yes, they have, Mr. Chair.
All right, on the A2 motion to amend, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does prevail. Senator Saltzman, now on your bill.
Yes, this is to establish the Stillwater Lift Bridge Endowment Account, and in the memorandum of agreement to build the new St. Croix River Crossing, there was specific provisions to develop an account to preserve the bridge and maintain the bridge and operate the bridge once it is closed and the new bridge opens. And this is one of the provisions that needs to be done before the new bridge can open. And this is a great bridge. It's a historic bridge, and it was part of the agreement that was made. Our mayor is here from Stillwater, who has been before you. He loves this bridge. It's one of his favorite things to work on, and so I'd like to have him speak briefly on the importance of this bridge project.
Mr. Mayor, are you a certified welder out there?
No, I am not.
Oh, okay.
I'm a CPA, so. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Ken Horisky, Mayor of Stillwater. I'll be very brief. We're asking to set up the endowment fund as called for in the mitigation plan for the new Stillwater River crossing. It's one of many required steps to start the crossing project. At this point, we're not asking for dollars, merely to set up the framework to establish the mitigation fund. And basically, when the bridge is ready to go, we want to be ready to go and have all the necessary steps completed prior to the construction of the bridge. And this is just one of the steps that's necessary. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Olson.
Mr. Chair, Senator Saltzman, you're not tearing down, you're not advocating tearing down the old bridge.
But no.
So, Mr. Chairman, then on the amendment that we just adopted, it says except that only funds originally contributed by the state or federal can be used to pay for demolition. Any money remaining in the account after demolition would be used to pay for preservation of other historic bridges. What are you demolishing? Is it you're building a new bridge, but it's not in that place?
Right.
So what does that mean?
Perhaps if MnDOT, Mr. Chair, could respond to that, because at some point, should the bridge be in such a state, it's not going to last forever, that at some point, should it need to be demolished, that this fund could be used for it, but not the gift money that was given to this fund to maintain it. That, you know, people had concerns, and so then those dollars would be used to maintain other historic bridges. The intent is to maintain the bridge as long as possible, but at some point, should there be an issue with the bridge, we wanted to really be clear. And Mr. Klarkowski is here from MnDOT to maybe just very briefly explain the account.
Good afternoon, Chair. My name is Todd Klarkowski. I work for the Minnesota Department of Transportation. I would like to provide support for that statement that the Senator just provided. that the lift bridge, the intent of the of this endowment fund is to cover the routine operation maintenance costs of the lift bridge as a bicycle and pedestrian facility, but that if the eventual removal of the lift bridge would occur, that this account, the funds to remove the lift bridge, the funding within this account could apply to that.
Mr. Chairman, no, that's not what I heard Senator Saltzman say. That the so the money in that account could be used for only funds that were contributed by the state or federal government to that could be used for the demolition, and from any other sources, it has to go with stay with that endowment and go to other historic bridges.
That is correct.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Senator Saltzman moves that Senate File 1005 as amended be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Finance. On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does prevail. Thank you.
Thank you very much,
Senator.
Mr. Chair and members.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Next up, we have a couple of Senator Dibble's bills, Senate File 1226.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members, and I have the A3 amendment to offer to Senate File 1226. And
on the A3 amendment.
Mr. Chair and members, this adds another member of this Council on Transportation Access that we're setting up. It adds a representative from the Minnesota Public Transit Association.
On the A3 motion to amend, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion does prevail. Senator Dibble, on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. What this bill seeks to do is to establish. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have also mentioned on the amendment we take the funding mechanism out because we'll carry that in a different bill. So, Mr. Chair and members.
Senator Rest.
If you're adding a member to your council, don't you have to change the number?
The number
of members.
Where are you looking?
232.
Oh, to 17.
Yes. All right. Senator Dibble moves that on line 2.32, the number 16 be changed to 17. On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does prevail. Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Senator Rest.
Thank you, Senator Rest.
Mr. Chair, members, currently there exists the Interagency Committee on Transportation Coordination that is has been meeting for the past few years, and they were pulled together by Governor Pawlenty and have been meeting and doing really great work all across the state in pulling together all the stakeholders who are involved in transit services, paratransit services, transportation services that come out of private nonprofits and the like. This is not the medical transportation that has been the source of a lot of anxiousness. This doesn't really get into much of that. But what it seeks to do is build on work that actually President Bush initiated under the United We Ride initiative that he pulled together by virtue of executive order. It also builds on the work that Governor Pawlenty has done. Which has been really great. This is part of a larger effort across the entire country to really figure out how we identify how fixed route, regularly scheduled transit service, how these paratransit services and how these private fleets, and sometimes there might even be opportunities with school fleets. We had the conversation with Senator Gimsey earlier this year. And so what I'm seeking to do is simply establish on a more permanent basis the work of this committee, provide it a little bit of funding for a couple of years so that they can develop a more solid set of policy recommendations going forward. So we're addressing service gaps, service overlaps, more efficient use so that folks who are disabled or elderly or low income have better transportation opportunities. This might get to the issue that Senator Steben had concerns about in the metropolitan area, This is a place to have those conversations and determine some more broadly based buy-in to ideas and initiatives. There's all kinds of logistical problems, policy problems. You can imagine, you know, different funding streams. How do we provide for insurance, appropriate training? You know, how do we integrate scheduling, all of that sort of thing? And so this council would be charged with tackling those issues. We do have Noah Shugart here, who serves as the director of the current committee that we have. If you have some detailed questions about the work they currently do.
Senator Dibble, it's my understanding that MnDOT is neutral on this and they're willing to work and
yes, Mr. Chair.
Make this happen.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
And I believe that there's components from other state agencies as well, Veterans Affairs and
Health and Human Services,
right.
And Met Council and, mm-hmm. and others, yeah.
And those agencies are all pretty much neutral, but they want to move forward. So everybody knows that access, especially for people who have mobility issues, is, you know, we want to take the issue out. We want to make sure that you can get to where you're going. So,
yeah, Mr. Chair, certainly I've talked about going around the state on the Poverty Commission and, you know, determining that transportation and access is a huge, huge, huge issue, a huge barrier for folks. And I just have to say that around the country where they've really been able to create some innovations in service and how service gets integrated and planned for at the community level, they've made great strides. Save a lot of money at the same time.
Is there anybody that wants to testify in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, Senator Dibble renews his motion that Senate File 1226, as amended, be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Senate Finance Committee. Senator Dibble, this bill also needs to go to state and local when you're done there, and maybe one other stop.
Mr. Chair, we've been there.
You've been to state and local?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good.
Oh, okay. And they like it, so. All right. On the Dibble motion that Senate File 1226 be recommended to pass and re-refer to the Committee on Finance. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion does prevail. Senator Dibble, now you have Senate File 1851.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Senate File 1851 is the biannual levy authorization that we do on behalf of the Metropolitan Council so that they can issue their debt for bonding purposes to support their capital program. Mr. Chair, this year we're looking at just a little over $34 million. The levy itself would be to support the debt service on a $34.2 million bond program. That comes to $4 or $5 million a year.
Mr. Shetnan, this is boilerplate language that we see just about every year. It's just got a different change in the number. Can you explain what the $34.2 million buys us quickly?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. My name is Judd Shetnan. I'm the Government Affairs Director for the Metropolitan Council. And in your packets, there was a handout, maybe it's coming right now, that says the Regional Transit Capital Bonds. And on the second page of that is a list of items that the council uses these bonds for. The first is to be able to match federal dollars that come. We also use those to replace our fleet for our Metro Mobility community-based programs for our regular route Metro Transit and also the opt-out providers. And as Senator Dibble stated, this is a request we come back with almost every year and appreciated the support in the past, and generally this ends up in the public finance article of the tax bill. But with that, I can answer any questions, but we've appreciated the House and Senate support of this in the past, and again, this is pretty much boilerplate. We're just asking for additional authority for this next year.
Senator Jungbauer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Shetnan, when this says that this applies to the counties of Anoka, Carver, Dakota, Hennepin, Ramsey, Scott, and Washington, so seven-county metro area, is that normal for the seven-county metro area to pay this and not just the taxing district?
Mr. Shetnan.
Mr. Chair and Senator Jungbauer, it applies to the full seven counties, but only those cities that are within the transit taxing district are the ones who are basically levied this property tax.
Okay, so I just wanted to make sure, Mr. Chair, that doesn't open up something new.
Yeah, there's no sneaky, there's nothing sneaky in this one, Senator Jumbo.
It's just a definition. Thanks.
Senator Debel moves that Senate File 1851.
And I have.
I'm sorry.
Yep. I have some amendments.
Darn it. yeah. Senator Debel, you have some amendments.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I have the A5 amendment.
How many amendments do you have to this bill, Senator Debel?
I have one, two, three. Three amendments.
If we can just get all of Senator Debel's amendments to this bill passed out right now, that'd
be great.
There's
an A5, an A3, and an A2.
Okay, Senator Debel, why don't you start explaining the A5 amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Mr. Chair, the A5 reflects in large measure Senator Rest's bill, in which we try to address the transit funding deficit for Metro Transit operations. We do a few things a little differently, Mr. Chair, members. The first section just simply establishes that the livable communities contribution to the local housing incentives, the Affordable Housing Fund, remains intact at $1.5
million. Thank you.
Section 3, if you recall, the Livable Communities Fund transfer authorization in Senator Rest's bill was up to 75%. This limits it up to 50% for the next 3 years. Section 4 has to do with the Ralph Fund. This is the same as Senator Rest's proposal, up to 50% of the Ralph Fund. Section 5 allows some contribution from the Metropolitan Council's general levy that they use for various administrative purposes to be flexed for transit operations. Section 6 is is just some language that kind of endorses the Met Council's use of economic stimulus dollars for this purpose as well. Section 7 is where I pay for the transportation committee that I just presented. We have Greater Minnesota Transit as well as Metropolitan Council Transit pay for that $100,000 and $100,000 in the first 2 years. And then that, of course, has to become effective in order for that Section 7 to actually be enacted. Mr. Chair, this gets us pretty close. It leaves us about $20 or $25 million short on what we need to deal with the deficit.
Mr. Shetner, on the amendment.
Mr. Chair and members, I must say I appreciate the movement to accept the livable communities dollars up to the 50%. Obviously, you know that our position was at 75%, but first and foremost, we'd like to see it the committee take a positive action on that. So we appreciate that, and obviously we'll have some additional discussion later on in session as far as some of the flexibilities with the accounts. We can, you know, we will continue to have those discussions on the appropriation for the Council on Transportation Access. I think you know, keep it going today. We'll have to have that conversation with Senator Debel. I think that if it's going to be a broader than just a metro area group, that maybe we should find a funding source that's maybe a little bit broader than just the metro area. But again, Senator Debel and I can have this conversation. I think the amendment is pretty good.
All right, on the A5 amendment.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Rest.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to thank Senator Debel for including the provisions of Senate File 1610. We did have a hearing in this committee. We had a hearing in economic development, heard from people who were cautious about going this route, and from members, including Senator Kelash, and we really do appreciate their advice and ratcheted the bill down a bit to make it more palatable and a compromise. So I hope members will vote for it.
Thank you, Senator Rest. Senator Debel?
I move the A5 amendment.
Senator Debel moves the A5 amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion
no.
Does
no.
Prevail. Motion does prevail.
Mr. Chair, I have the A3 amendment.
Senator Dibble on the A3 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, this is where we take another run at maybe having some little bit of consideration from the motor vehicle lease tax that'll make up the rest of mm-hmm. or not the rest, but getting close to addressing the shortfall in Metro Transit. What we do, Mr. Chair, is make sure that we get $5 million over to Greater Minnesota Transit because they, of course, are experiencing a shortfall. And then we then try to get about $20 million. That's about half of what we were looking for earlier for Metro Transit operations.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Fischbach.
Mr. Chair, Senator Dibble. Mr. Chair, Senator Dibble. Over here, dear. I got a question on line 20. 50% to the Greater Minnesota Transit account, and now it's going to be a figure, you know, now it's going to be the 2.5. What was it getting when it was the 50%? Do you know the figures? I guess I'm looking for the amount of reduction.
Mr. Chair, Greater Minnesota Transit wasn't really getting much of anything in the first couple of years at all because this was all being devoted to the low-income gas mm-hmm. tax offset. So now they're getting some.
Ms. Boyd, do you have those numbers?
Mr. Chair and Senator Fischbach, under current law, if this amendment is not adopted, in fiscal year 10 and 11, Greater Minnesota Transit will be getting no revenue from the leasing sales tax because the lower income tax credit that's taken off the top takes up more than the leasing revenue brings in.
So there's no money to put in there through the lease tax, Senator Fischbach. What Senator Dibble is doing is putting at least a little bit in both accounts.
And then, Mr. Chair, where is that coming from then? If it's not coming from the lease tax, I'm trying to read this mm-hmm. quickly, so the explanation would be helpful.
It is coming from the lease tax.
But you said there was nothing.
Senator Fischbach, what we had to do was we had that low income offset, okay? Mm-hmm. That drained all the money that we were going to get from the lease tax. We're not going to do the low income offset, so now we're going to take a portion of this money. I'm sorry, it's repealed on the bottom line here, Senator Fischbach, on line 36. So what we're going to do is we're going to repeal that. We're going to grab a portion of that lease tax, use it to supplant some of the dollars that we've cut in transit, both Greater Minnesota and the metropolitan area. And then the tax chair wanted the rest of it, so...
Okay, so, Mr. Chair, thank you. That's the part that I was missing is what the repealer was.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. It's kind of a rigmarole, but Senator Bonhoff and then Senator Cole.
Mr. Chair and Senator Dibble, I'm not following what you're saying because as I read this, it says on line 20, $2.5 million to metro area transit, and it says... on line 1.29, $625,000 to the Greater Minnesota Transit account, and you just said $20 million to transit and something different to. So what am I missing?
Yeah, this is written on a quarterly basis. I think Ms. Boyd can help us understand.
Ms. Boyd.
This is, so you have to multiply it for
times four?
Times eight.
Okay, Ms. Boyd.
Yeah, Mr. Chair and Senator Dibble, that's correct. This was the leasing sales tax now is deposited with all of the sales tax revenue into the general fund. So first, the amendment says that the Commissioner of Revenue shall calculate this, and then the amount is certified because right now there is just a rough estimate of the leasing sales tax revenue, and then on a quarterly basis shall be remitted to these accounts. So that's why you see 2.5 and 625,000 multiplied by four.
Okay, and Mr. Chair, Senator Dibble. One of the things that when we were talking about the lease tax last time is we also deposited some money into the account to have some flexibility to study these rail plans because we're putting in statute all these various rail plans, but they are not allowed to use the Minnesota Transit account. to do those studies. And so I noticed we don't have anything in here. And it wasn't very much money. I believe it was $600,000. So I'm wondering if you would add that, consider that a friendly amendment as well. And then also, if Mr. Chair, if you could just explain to the committee what happened. We all said no to allowing that lease tax to be taken by the tax committee. What happened? What was the process? Did we lose it? And how did that happen?
Not yet.
Well, we haven't lost it yet. Our bill hasn't been heard in the tax committee.
Yeah. So,
and then we'll lose it.
So, Mr. Chair, it seems like this is before us like we're losing it. So I just wondered.
Well, we're trying to do something that's to show the tax committee that we're willing to maybe share.
And, Mr. Chair, we didn't. I'm aware of your provision that persists in Senator Murphy's bill still in finance, your provision. This bill might catch up to Senator Murphy's bill in finance, where we can reconcile it. We haven't quite meshed that yet, but that's the idea. So we could either bring your provision in here, or once we reconcile this with Senator Murphy's bill, we can do it there at that time.
Mr. Chair, Senator Dibble, I trust you to, you know, do that properly. And I would just want to restate that as a committee, we would hope that we retain that money, and I know you'll do your best.
If we come back bruised and bloodied, you'll know we didn't fare very well.
I've already got a few nicks out of me.
Yeah. Senator Colk and Senator Fischbach.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Dibble, just to clarify, because I'm also reading this fairly quickly, but I think I know the answer, not a penny of the sales tax that people will pay for automobiles leasing is going towards roads in this bill?
Bingo.
Right.
Mr. Chair, that is.
That's right.
Other than Mr. Chair, it actually has been found in state statute previously that when we provide for transit, we're also providing for
right
an overall transportation system that has implications for roads and congestion, and transit uses roads.
So, Mr. Chair, Senator Dibble, that's a no?
It depends on your perspective.
But none of this will go to build roads.
Your perspective.
Senator Colk, right now, none of this money goes to build roads.
And none will with this amendment, correct?
Right, but we are going to be able to backfill our transit account. Now, the road account we can't do much about until folks start taking summer vacations and driving a little bit more, but the money that we got to help with the transit operation from the federal government was not even close to the money that we got to backfill our construction budget. I think that this is probably a fair way of kind of balancing the teeter-totter. So, Senator Fischbach.
Mr. Chair, I just want to confirm, this will be paid out, the 2.5 will be paid out quarterly, so we're talking about 10. Okay. I just want to make sure that I was reading that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now that we're all clear on Senator Dibble's A3 amendment, on Senator Dibble's A3 amendment, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion does prevail. Senator Dibble, on the A2 amendment.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Well, I'll preview Senate File 549, which I'm going to ask to be tabled, and this is just a few little slices.
I'm sorry, Senator Dibble, you're on the A2 amendment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which are just a few little slices from 549, which we've had a lot of conversation about. So what we do, Mr. Chair, here is we retain the definition of per capita vehicle miles driven. I'm not actually sure why we do that. As was described in the earlier bill that I presented, we ask that the Met Council take a look at greenhouse gas reduction. As one of the overarching issues that they look at. When they're looking at issues that pertain to the metropolitan area and their comprehensive development guides.
If we could get just a little bit of the hubbub down in the room, I can barely hear Senator Dibble here.
For the livable communities grant criteria, adding to the whole list of criteria for which we award livable communities grants, just adding as one of those considerations greenhouse gas emissions per vehicle or per capita vehicle miles driven. We don't say VMT anymore. We say vehicle miles driven. And then, Mr. Chair, just if you recall the conversation about working with the University of Minnesota and the Met Council and local units of government in order to develop kind of a list to do some research, develop a list of policy guidance and the like. This is just that first part of that idea that was contained in there to just do some research and develop a list of some potential policies that people could employ to accomplish some of these things. It's not, we don't at all get into revising the comp plans, system policy statements, all of that stuff that got people really anxious about cost and timing and how are we going to accomplish this. This maybe is a half step towards taking a look at these ideas. Mm-hmm. It's not the training and it's not the technical assistance.
Mr. Shetland.
Mr. Chair and members, I appreciate the amendment that Senator Dibble has brought before you. We have had a number of conversations regarding Senate File 549, so this is definitely a step back from where we were with that bill. I would like to have a little bit further conversation about this. I would have to speak to our community development folks to give you a real definitive answer here, but we're happy to have further conversation with Senator Dibble, and I don't think there's a huge problem with adopting the amendment right now. I will tell you that the council will take a little bit of an objection to the transfer of the $500,000 to do this study. The council feels that if you wanted to do this work, the council could do this work ourselves too, rather than having it go to the U. But Senator Dibble and I can certainly have that conversation.
All right. Senator Dibble, we don't disagree very often, but I'm not in complete disagreement with the A2 amendment, but I just think it's probably needs to cook a little bit longer. I think that does it raises a lot of issues that need to be looked at. It's just transferring this money from the Livable Communities Act to another area is semi-problematic. I mean, maybe if you talk with Mr. Shetland, maybe they can take care of it in-house, and then we can take the money out of the bill and put it in something else.
Well, Mr. Chair, if we could adopt the amendment and in order to have that conversation, I'd be very appreciative.
All right, Senator Dibble moves the A2 amendment. On the A2 amendment, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion. Doesn't matter what I do, somebody's going to call a division. So the motion prevails.
Division.
All right, division. There we go. I knew that was going to happen. Okay, all in favor, raise your hand. Opposed? On a 8-4-9 against, the motion is not adopted.
Mr. Chair, I would move 1851
as amended
to the Finance Committee.
Yes. Senator Dibble moves Senate File 1851 as amended to be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Finance. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does prevail. Thank you, Senator Dibble.
Mr. Chair,
Senator Dibble, you have 549.
Mr. Chair, may I move Senate File 549 be laid on the table?
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does prevail. Senator Dahl. Now, Senator Dahl, I got my bill up right after yours, and we have to be out of here at 3 o'clock.
Just 20 amendments.
Just move it.
Mr. Chair.
And you have 20 amendments?
No, you have 20 amendments.
I have 20 amendments?
I hope you plan for this bill, Mr. Chair.
Senator Dahl.
Mr. Chair, members, this bill is regarding a rail line in my south of the river anyway, and I do have a delete all that I wanted to put in the shape that I wanted it in, simplifying the whole program here.
Senator, Senator Dahl has the A1 amendment. On the A1 amendment, all in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does prevail. Senator Dahl.
Mr. Chair, members, basically as we're studying rail lines around the metropolitan area and the state, I wanted to include a rail line that's a UP line that's on the south side of the Minnesota River that goes from St. Paul down all the way down to Mankato, but to use it as a possible commuter rail line or passenger rail line, at least from Shakopee up to the Union Depot, and include this in the study in the statewide transportation plan. That's the bill.
On Senate File 2025, Senator Dahl has moved that 2025 be, as amended, be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Finance. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does prevail. Thank you, Senator Dahl.
Okay, so these are the ones that these are the ones you're offering. Here, you can take mine. Yep.
Okay, here we go.
If we don't finish this, we have to.
You did really good.
Yes.
You did really good.
What was your
thing? That was done.
Yeah. I actually do have a little bit more.
Senator Murphy, Senate File 1455.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate File 1455 is the omnibus bill. I have a series of amendments here, members, and as I call them off, I'll start to explain them right away, but I want to start with the A9 amendment. And members, the A9 amendment is the language from Senator Tomasoni's bill. It's about the GPS systems that are mounted near the bottom of the windshield, and this is a piece of policy that we passed out of this committee, and that's the A9 amendment.
Senator Murphy moves the A9 amendment. Any questions about the amendment? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have the A12 amendment. Members, the A12 amendment is a bill that I carried earlier. I think we heard it 2 weeks ago. And this removes a four-hour waiting period until vehicles can be towed. I think we heard enough testimony on it. And anyway, I would move the A12 amendment.
Senator Murphy moves the A12 amendment. Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion fails. Senator Burke.
Mr. Chairman, now I have the A15 amendment. And the A15 amendment is Senator Kelash's bill, which includes a member of the labor organization on the commuter rail line. This bill and all the amendments, this is the amendments that were made in state and local and in this committee as well. Like I said, it's Senator Kelash's bill. I would move the A15 amendment.
Senator Murphy moves the A15 amendment. Any questions from the committee? Senator Olsen.
Mr. Chair, there's only one concern, and that's with all these amendments coming, we should at least probably see them before we get to vote on them. We haven't seen the A12 yet.
Trust me.
Oh, trust
me.
So funny. We just increased the gas tax. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Everybody settle down. No.
Senator Squire.
Well, Mr. Chair, to that point, Senator Murphy, I'm sure if somebody had a concern, we could always reconsider the amendment.
Oh, that's true. That's true. We should put it by an ethanol plant. Mr. Chairman, maybe I can just... maybe I can just ask Chris and the rest of the folks that are passing out the amendments to go ahead and pass out all the amendments that have my name on it.
I can tell which ones they are.
Quickly, I'll give you the numbers. It's the A16, the A17, the A19, and the A24.
Thanks. You got that one?
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Day.
Mr. Chairman, maybe while we're passing all these out, I do have the amendment that Senator Sharon was here earlier.
Oh, okay.
For Highway 14, do a EIS on it, and I would like to offer that to your.
Okay, that's great. Let's put it on. Give us the number, Senator Day,
it's
or the
A11 amendment.
Senator Day offers the A11 amendment.
Okay.
Is this a pile of extra?
I think we've probably heard that amendment, that issue before. Any questions about the amendment? All seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Senator Murphy.
Mr. Chairman, maybe we just remind Ms. Berezovsky that we just adopted Senator Sharon's language. Okay, great. We don't want to lose anything here.
I believe the next amendment we have is the A15.
Yes.
That was the Key Lash amendment.
That's the Key Lash bill, Mr. Chairman and members. The A15 amendment simply adds that member from the labor organization to the commuter rail corridors group.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Rest.
I'd just like to report that it does meet my committee's guidelines, even though I'm not requesting that this bill come to them.
The A15, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
It meets guidelines.
It meets the guidelines?
I know you don't care, Senator Murphy, but it does meet our guidelines.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I was just having a hard time hearing Senator Rest. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, Senator Rest.
Senator Key Lash.
It went through your committee. I know it's been busy.
Okay. That's why it meets the
guidelines.
Okay.
Senator Murphy moves the A15 amendment.
Okay.
Thank you. We just adopted.
I don't know.
Jenny says we haven't adopted it yet.
Any questions on the A15 amendment? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, same
aye.
Sign. Motion prevails. Senator Murphy, the A16 amendment.
All right, Mr. Chairman and members, the A16 amendment is part of a safety provision that we heard in committee, and this basically just says that on some of this monitoring system that you have to have, that this monitoring system has to be either on or slightly below the mirror, and that's the little camera that looks at the driver to make sure that it's actually the driver that's supposed to be behind the wheel.
Okay.
And then it goes on and it restates that the GPS has to be located at the bottom most portion of the windshield. That kind of reinforces what we did earlier. I would move the A16.
Senator Murphy moves the A16 amendment. Any questions on the amendment?
No.
Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Senator Murphy, the A17 amendment.
Members, the A17 is an amendment this is going to look kind of odd.
Which one?
Some years back, I was the chair of the Agriculture Committee when we passed the biodiesel mandate. Since then, we've had some technical difficulties along the way, and we've been able to kind of take care of them as they crop up on an individual basis. What Metro Transit is happening is they have one big tank that they fill up all of their buses from, and Metro Transit uses more biodiesel than anybody else in the state. I mean, they use a higher blend during the summertime than anybody else does. They believe in this, but in the wintertime they have one big tank. And in that big tank is where they bring all the deliveries in. Well, the fuel is cold when they put it in the tank. The tank's so big it doesn't have a heater, and they have had some problems when it gets very, very cold with what we term gelling. Now, it doesn't happen in the bus at all because the bus is most of the time you know, the on diesels, there's always a certain amount of diesel that circulates through the engine block and goes back to the tank and kind of keeps it warmed up. But what happens is when they're filling up the buses, because there is this residue, paraffin-type material, gets clogged up in the filter on the pump, and they can't pump it from the tank and get it into the bus. Now, this has been going on. They've done a lot of work. They've completely drained their tanks down. They've cleaned them out. They thought that they were getting oxygen scavenging in from other areas. That's not the case. They've done everything that they can to make sure that their tank doesn't have this gelling going on in it, and they can't get their arms around it. All we're doing here is we're saying that if these conditions arise where bus service could be interrupted because of this issue, that we're going to give the governor the ability to issue an executive order and use something that is below what the standard is as far as biodiesel just during that period of time when we're having these weather events. Members, I wouldn't bring this here in this form, but you know, after talking with the Met Council and the individual that oversees the bus operation, I feel fairly confident that they've done everything that they can and that this tank is an issue, and we're still going to look out into the future as how we can take care of this and then go back and maybe take this law off the books once we get it rectified.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Olson.
Mr. Chair and Senator Murphy, are they using a number one diesel in the winter or a number two? Number one with the biodiesel and that still gels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, and Mr. Chairman, Senator Olson, you know, all across the industry, there's during cold weather, there's always a percentage of number one that's cut in with the regular diesel, biodiesel fuel to kind of thin it out, so to speak. But once again, Metro Transit uses more biodiesel than anybody else in our state, and they've even went above what our expectations are in the summertime and burn a much higher biodiesel content. So they've done what we've asked. They've went above and beyond, and now we're going to give them a little help in return. So, Mr. Chairman, members, I'd move the A-17.
Senator Murphy moves the A-17 amendment. Does everyone have their copy?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Senator Murphy, A-19.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, the A-19 repeals that hazardous waste and hazardous material state registration program. That is a duplication of what the feds mandate that we do. This is part of the sticker registration that's placed on these vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
All ours is a duplication of the process. We came with a fiscal note in front of our committee several weeks ago, and it showed that there would be over $100,000 loss after we went back and figured out a couple things that we hadn't anticipated. That loss is less than, well, it's in the range of less than $30,000. So it's quite a bit less than what we had anticipated, and I'd like to carry this in the bill.
Senator Murphy moves the A-19 amendment. Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Senator Murphy.
Mr. Chairman, in the A-24 amendment, this is in relation to the ignition interlock program that's already in the bill. All it does is change the date. It's just a technical change from 2009 to 2011.
Senator Murphy moves the A-24 amendment. Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, if there's no other amendments.
Mr. Chair.
Oh, darn.
The loudest goes first, Senator Bonnell.
Mr. Chair, it's a great honor to be the loudest. I offer the A-10 amendment. as people are passing it out, the A-10 amendment, we had approved the plan to study commuter transit service in the Little Crow Transit Way, but we put it in the statewide transportation bill, and MnDOT has come back and asked us to put it in the statewide freight and passenger rail plan. So this amendment deletes what we had passed and inserts it into a different section of law.
That's a good amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Any question on Senator Bonoff's A-10 amendment? Senator Bonoff moves the A-10 amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Dahl.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I wanted to, the bill that we just heard a couple minutes ago, this is the same plan, but for south of the river, I'd like to amend, maybe have Ms. Berzovsky provide us a verbal with this particular language that mm-hmm. does the same thing, but for the Sioux Trail line.
Senator Dahl, just read the Senate file.
Okay. The Senate file is 2025. As
Senator Dahl has moved that the Senate file 2025 be included.
Senator
I'm
Dahl.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, I was doing your job.
Senator Dahl and Senator Murphy. Senator Dahl moves Senate file 2025 be amended into the bill. Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Senator Sieben.
Mr. Chair, I have the A26 amendment. All it does is reflect similar language this committee already passed related to deputy registrars, allowing them to be able to allow for the use of credit cards to be used on when processing a transaction.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Rest.
That's also in the mandate bill that was passed by the Senate yesterday. It's a fine amendment.
Mm-hmm. It's a good amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Any questions on the amendment? What is your number? Is that the A26?
Yes.
Senator Sieben moves the A26 amendment. Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Senator Goldstein. Mr. Chair, I have the A27 amendment, and while it's being passed out, I need to do an oral amendment at page 2.14. Where it says have a valid type CB or A license, I need to say a D CB or A license. Okay. What this bill does is
Senator Olsen, can you point out the line you're speaking of?
Yes. 2.14. It says number one, have a valid type CB or A driver's license. We need to add a D license. Mm-hmm. So it would be like type D, CB or A.
The word type insert. It's in the pile then.
Senator, you're going to incorporate this in your amendment? Yes, sir. That's Mr. Okay. Chair. Right. Thank you. Mr. Chair, this amendment, I had a bill earlier about railroad people that transport railroad employees, and Captain Urquhart was on vacation. When he came back, he said, uh-oh. So these are all the corrections. The State Patrol has worked with us to make sure that everything is in meets the all the requirements and does not cross federal conformity. So it's this is the amendment. It's kind of the Type 3 language only for the people that transport railroad crews in vans. They were unregulated, and this adopts similar regulations.
And Mr. Chairman, I just got the nod from Ms. McCormick. This is copacetic and ready to go.
Senator Olsen moves the A27 amendment.
As orally amended.
Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Senator Scoy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, I have the A28 amendment. Is it still the A28 amendment?
I think so.
A28 amendment. And members, I need to do an incorporation to the A28 amendment. If I might, Mr. Chair, on page 1, line 9, after 11, insert and expires when the reconstruction of Trunk Highway 11 is complete.
And Senator Squaw, you will incorporate that in your motion for the 828.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And members, this is an amendment that deals with the Trunk Highway 11, which is the main artery across the top of the state next to the Canadian border. And between the cities of Bedette and International Falls, it has much need of being redone and is in process of being redone by MnDOT coming up. It's 56 miles from Bedette to International Falls. When this is posted at 9-ton, that's the trucks from Marvin's and Polaris and Boise and all the loggers, have a 127-mile detour, road trip, to travel around and not travel on this portion of road. What this is a request to MnDOT to allow these trucks to travel on County 11 during the construction period, as it's going to be upgraded to a 10-ton road, and then that exemption would expire once the reconstruction is complete. It seems like a reasonable request. I don't know if MnDOT is here and wants to speak to it or not.
Mr. Chairman, members, I just spoke with MnDOT, and they're going to take a look at this. I told them we'd put it in the bill, and then if it needed to be changed later, they would talk to you about that. So,
oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Senator Scoy moves the A28 amendment as verbally, as orally amended. Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have the A20 amendment. Mr. Chair and members, the A20 amendment, this is an amendment amending some language that's already in the bill that had to do with the bridge issue, and this just makes some the sidewalks and the bridges and the like. This just makes some changes that come at the request of MnDOT, cleans it up a little bit, softens it up a little bit, it's more to their liking with this amendment.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dibble and I spoke about this, and I do believe that this is an appropriate change.
Everyone have the amendment? Senator Dibble moves the A20 amendment. Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Senator Dibble.
I have three more quick amendments, Mr. Chair. I have the A29 amendment. And, Mr. Chair, members, this is the Council on Transportation Access that we just heard a few minutes ago. I do need to move an oral amendment on line 2.17 to change the number 16 to 17. On 217, make 16 17.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dibble, that's about the makeup of the committee, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, this is another acceptable amendment.
Senator Dibble, can you point out that oral amendment again?
Yeah, on line 217 on the A29, 2.17, the number 16 should be 17. The council is comprised of the following 17 members.
Oh. Senator Dibble moves the A29 amendment as orally amended. Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, of the A23 amendment. And Mr. Chair, members, this is the MnDOT department purposes and goals and et cetera. Mr. Chair, by reference, may I also incorporate the change that Senator Scoy made earlier to that bill? That was, or I could just move the bill number, Mr. Chair, as amended.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, it'd be easier if you just move the bill number as amended.
Senate File 807, Mr. Chair.
807.
Yeah.
As amended.
As amended.
Just make that move.
Senator Dibble moves to amend in file 807 as amended. Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Motion prevails. Okay.
Last one, Mr. Chair, the A8 amendment.
Well, Mr. Chairman, Senator Rest, we're going to change authors on the bill when we're done here.
Yeah. Seems like it's a good idea to change it.
Mr. Chair, members, this is the don't block the box.
Oh, God.
But it's not named that. So.
Yeah, intersection gridlock. It had to go to Senator Ma's committee where it received favorable review.
Well, I think everybody knows this issue.
Any questions on the amendment? Senator Dibble moves the amendment A8. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Aye.
The motion prevails.
As long as you didn't name
Senator Murphy.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that.
Senator Murphy, would you do me a favor and offer my.
Mr. Chairman, I'll offer your amendment then.
630.
Yes. The language from 6. Was it 630?
639.
I would move the language in Senate File 639 as amended.
Senator Murphy moves to amend.
What is it, if you don't mind?
That's the one we just covered with. Gross misdemeanor.
Oh, okay.
Oh, death penalty. Careless driving enhancement. Yes.
Any questions on that amendment? Further questions on that amendment? Seeing none,
that's how it reads.
All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Senator Kelash.
Yeah, I have a one-word amendment on page 1832. Delete declination and put in acceptance. That was the word change from the House amendment, and just like to clean it up.
1832, Mr. Chairman, can I get that one more time? The page and line.
Page 18, yeah. Line 32. It's on the track standards. It was changed in the House from a declination to acceptance. More positive word. Just. I'm just trying to get it in line with the House. Saves that.
Mr. Chair.
Ms. Berezovsky will read back the amendment.
Mr. Chair, in the underlying Senate file 1455, 18.32, delete a declination and insert an acceptance.
Senator Kelash moves an oral amendment on line 1832 of Senate File 1455. Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Senator Murphy.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that Senate File 1455 as amended be recommended, passed, and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Senator Murphy moves Senate File 1455 as amended.
Thank you.
And be recommended to pass and forwarded to Finance. Okay, any questions on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion
Thank
prevails.
You,
seeing no more business, the Transportation Committee meeting is adjourned.